Daf Samach Dalet. We got to the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis. Sometimes I wonder if Ricky look ahead a little bit here, because Ricky's question was in essence what his next raya was. So it all came out here. Okay. So we're all like spending 25 minutes after shir discussing this. So the Gemara was talking about the position of Rav Dimi Minaharda. And he said, I'm sort of reading the line again. This is on Samach Gimel and Beis higher up. I'm reading it outside. I'm reading inside, but you don't have to look inside. A person who sells a house to his friend, even though he writes in all the depths and all the heights, it doesn't mean anything. In order to include everything, you have to add those words Tehom Ara and Ad Rom Rakia. But without that, so then nothing's really being accomplished. So the Gemara now brings a Raya going back and forth whether that's really true or not. So the Gemara now brings a final Tashma, the bottom of Samech Gimel Mabez, last two lines, Tashma. The quoting from the mission of the first mission of Perek Moches Abayis, V'lo asagag bizman sheyesh lo maka gavoa asar tfachim. If I write a house, sell a house to you, the roof, if it has a wall fence of 10 tfachim, that roof is not included. So the Gemara says, what's the Raya? Now, if you hold that in general, if I sell a house and I don't specify any details, so the roof is going to be sold along with that. So then, why isn't that sold along with it? So look what the Rashbam says. Rashbam says on the top of Samech Dalet, if it's really true that if I write a document and everything's included, so why isn't the Gog included? So the fact that the Gog is not included, El Alav Shma Mina, must prove to us, says the Rashbam, the Ruma Mistama Lokani. The when you say sell a house, the height is not included. Lo Gog Gavoa Sara, not the roof that's 10 Tvachim high. Velo Avir Mir Veilachan, nor the airspace above that. V'huadin, the same holds true, the Lokani Umka, that selling the depths of the house is not included either. Mistama klal ki Rav Dimi. So this sounds like Rav Dimi, that the roof is not included, and adding the words umka veruma doesn't really accomplish anything. Now Rashbam does point out here, before we get to the answer, he says, mihu gag she'ein lo maka gavo asara. If it's a roof that doesn't have a 10 tfachim high fence, then that is kani mistama l'shamish kol agag. That seems to be included as part of the sale of the house, the ein de bechlal room. That's not called the heights. Ela bechlal guf habayis mamish keldias habayis. That's part of the house. It's a second level of the house. That's not viewed as a roof. Only if it has 10 tefachim high fence walls is it considered a separate entity. So we see from this Mishnah that the roof is not included, the ruma is not included, it doesn't accomplish anything, unless you write, again, the umka, the home, and the ruma, the rakia. So Gemara says, not true, my have, is this really true? Kaven de gavah sar tvachim chashiv. No, the answer is that since it's a 10 tvachim high, the roof, the walls rather, the fence, the Gog is rooted something completely independent, completely separate. It's no longer considered the room of the house. It's completely a different entity now, and that's why it's not included. But had it not been a separate entity, so then Ein Hachanami, Ruma would have possibly been included and on the Stam, in a Stam Shtar. And if you write ahead Ruma the Umka, then maybe it would include all other things as well. So this Mishnah does not serve as a Raya for the position of Rav Dimi. Now we're not rejecting him. All we're saying is it's not a Raya. Okay.
Here it says that Lefid Rezik Asher Hagag Mukav Mechitzot Begavu Asher Tfachim Oyoter Halokeach Kone Et Habayit Ve'et Haavir Shemeal HaMechitzot Aval Karka Hagag Ve'avir Shebetach HaMechitzot Nisharim Bebalut Shel HaMocher.
That's if it's 10 Tfachim high?
Meaning I think that the guy who buys he has the air rights above,
but not the Gog in between.
But not the Gog in between. So it's interesting.
Who says that?
Tosus.
Okay, so we're not. This is a very long Tosus. You know when Tosus has no like breaks at all? It's, you know, you're in trouble here. So we're not going to go through this. Tosus has a whole different shock of attire here, and a few other Rishonim. We're not going to go through. These are one of these Gemaras that just. It's a whole. Everyone has a whole, no new beer of the entire Gemara here. So we're not going through it. But I guess that's one of the lines Tosus says in this extremely long Tosus. Fine. Gemara now says Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi. Tashma, they bring another raya. Dama Reish Lakish, we saw this yesterday. Reish Lakish holds, Zos Omerisis comes to tell us that a mocher buys lechavero. A guy sells a house to his friend. Vamaloni says, Amnasha Dioti El Yonishali. So long as that Diota we said was the roof, we'll see what that means in just a second. It's mine. The Diota El Yonishalo, so that Tanai works. So Gemara wants to know what's the relevance of such a Tanai. Vamrinan Lamai Hochsa. What's the nafkamina when I want to keep the duta for myself? So Rav Zvid said yesterday, Amar Shim Ratza Loti Bazizin Motzi. I have the right to hang my hooks over into your chatzir, that's allowed. And Rav Papa Amar Shim Ratza Livnos Aliyah Agaba Bone. If I want to build a second floor on that house, I have the right to, I still hold on to that gag. The diota is all mine. So that's the machlokas. Whether, again, they're giving us air rights to the zizin hanging over to your chatzer, or no, only the gog above the house. So the Gemara wants to know, v'isaka daitach b'stama lokane lomali almanas. So if we hold, if I sell a house, the gog is not included, that the ruma is not included, so what are you accomplishing? What's Rav Papa teaching us? Rav Papa says, I keep the roof for myself. The diota is shali, and the diota is shalo. So why do you need to make such a tanai? If Rav Dimi holds in general, when I sell a house, the ruma is not included, the gog is not included. That's a general halacha of selling house, a property. So what's Rav Papa adding? That, oh, you get to keep the roof. Of course you keep the roof. Because Rav Dimi sees it says you never sell the roof along with the house. So it must be, it sounds like then, the fact even if it's to make a tanai, that normally the roof is included in the sale. That the ruma is included in the sale. And Rav Papa says, but when you stipulate otherwise, so then the gog is not part of the sale. That's what we're proving right now. Gemara says, no. Really, the gog is never part of the sale. The ruma is not part of the sale. The gog doesn't go with it. So what's being accomplished by Rav Papa? Rav Papa says, you get to keep the roof if I make such a tanai. But we always get to keep the roof. So Gemara answers, Ahani le amanas di nafel hadar banile. This is Rashbam alluded to this yesterday, that if the house falls, so then, when you rebuild the house, I still get to have that roof, the rights to build that roof on top of it. You might think that when I sell you the house, I keep the roof. That's only when the initial house is intact. But let's say it gets destroyed, an earthquake comes, and you have to rebuild everything. So maybe I've lost those rights to the gog, to the dioto. But Papa says, normally you're right, I would. But if I make a tanai in the beginning that I get to keep the dioto, that means even after it gets rebuilt, the gog goes back to me. But again, in general, we hold like Rav Dimi, that when I sell a property, the gog stays in my possession. The gog is something bifnei atzmo, and ruma is not included in the sale. Okay, we're good? Fine. New Mishnah tells us now. Lo es habor los hadas. We saw this Mishnah quoted like 5 times already. Now we're finally introduced to the actual Mishnah. So when you sell a house, it's not including, does not include the bor, it does not include the dos. And afal pi shekasev lo umka veruma, even though you're right that you're getting the house and all the heights and the depths, that the dos and the bor are not included in the sale. V'tzarech likach lo derech divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now when I sell you the house and the field and everything, now I'm still holding on to the bor. So now how do I get to the bor? Rabbi Akiva holds that I don't have access to the bor. Everything's yours except for that well. Now how am I going to trespass to your property?
It's in the house or on the property?
It must be in the property, because I can't imagine it's actually in the house. It must be on the, I don't know, it's not called the sadeh, it's not the field where you're growing things, but it's probably part of the chatzer, would be my guess. Yeah.
The English says it's in the house.
Mamish in the house?
Yeah.
How do they get the water there?
Yeah.
Underground, I guess?
Maybe it's just the well, you strike water.
Uh-huh, okay. Fine.
Under a plumbing.
Okay, so...
Or maybe you just have a way to get, like the mikveh, you channel the rainwater into it somehow.
The gutter or something leading into there. Okay, so...
Derech habayit, it doesn't say habayit.
It's into the floor of the house.
So let's see, what do we have, machlokas, English Hebrew? Who are they quoting? Any quotations?
No quotations.
Okay, all right, so we could also put our own 2 cents in. So I thought this was outside, but it could be... they both make sense. Whatever the case is, the boar, the dose are not part of the sale. So Rabbi Kiva says that you have to tzarech likach lo derech divrei Rabbi Kiva. Now I sold you the whole property now, and I've got a well. Let's take Harry's interpretation. It's in the house. So now I got a well in your house. That's much harder. How am I going to go into the house and use that well now? So I need to buy access. I need to have permission. So even though I sold everything, I need to now, as the seller, I need to buy now back from you the rights of entry into your house. But Chachamim omrim eino tzarech likach lo derech. You don't need to buy it. Because when I sell you the house, I left back for myself, part of that sale was leaving some right for me to access my well that's in your house or on your property. So Chacham say, I don't need to buy anything extra. It's understood as part of the sale. Now, Mode Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Bizman Shamar Lo Chutz Me'elu, when I say, except for these, She'ein Tzarech Likach Derech. I know I don't need to buy it. So if Rabbi Akiva says that you write explicitly in the document that I'm selling you everything except for the Born Adas, so then that's understood, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that the derech, a permission of entry, was granted to me. That's part of the initial sale, that I can enter your house or I can enter your property. That's when Rabbi Akiva says you don't have to buy after the fact a way in. Now, let's say the Gemara says, Mishnah says, derech machron la'acher. Let's say he sells it to somebody else now. So let's say I sold it to Ricky, the house. Now Ricky goes ahead and sells the house to Andy. So now what happens is, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Likach Lo Derech, Chacham Omer Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. So now they switch around. What's going on in this case? So look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, let me just tell you what the Gemara says. I think I'll understand the Mishnah better, and we'll read the Gemara afterwards. The machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim is whether or not we say that a mocher is ba'ayin yafe, mocher ayin ra. Is he very giving when he sells, or is he very stingy? So Rabbi Kiva says that the mocher is very giving. So I saw a property of Ricky, I gave him everything. I've got a boar there. I gave him everything. I need to now buy back from him entry to my boar, because I sold everything with the ayin yafe. Chum say that, no, ayin ra, I'm very stingy when I sell. So I sold Ricky the property, I kept back for me a little way, a path or at least permission to get to my boar. So Chum hold ayin ra. So that's the machlokas in general. So now things switch around once you get to machron la'acher. So look what Rashbam says. Rashbam says, this is around 10 lines up from the bottom, the middle of the line, it says machron. Machron lebor vados la'acher. Now if I, I'm the initial owner, if I sell my boar vados to Andy, let's say, but now I'm selling, I'm keeping the house to myself now. I'm selling my, keeping my house, I'm only selling the boar. You have access to my well, so now it's the opposite. So Rabbi Kiva holds back in the Mishnah, and he doesn't need to buy a pass, because I sell Ayin Yafa. So when I sold him the boar Vados, I also sold him a pathway into my house. So that's where Rabbi Kiva says, you don't, and he doesn't need to buy a pathway in, but Chachamim Omrim the opposite, by the same reasoning as before. Tzarech likach lo derech. I sell him the boar. I only sell him the boar because Chacham hold its ayin ra. I sell with a stingy eye. So if Andy wants to use his boar, he now needs to buy more rights to access that boar, vados that's in my property. Okay. So Gemara now says Yosef Ravina v'kakashile. Ravina asks the question: Hainu boar, hainu das. It's the same exact thing. Why does Mishnah say there's a boar and then there's a dos? What's the difference? Now we already know the difference because Rashbam told us a few times already. But right now Ravina didn't know the difference. So Amar le Rava Tosfa, the Ravina Tashma. He brings a brisa. The Tanya echad habor veechad hados bekarka. So it says the pasuk says right. That keeps saying the pasuk. The brisa says there's a boar and then there's a dos. Elisha, boar b'chafira, vados b'binyan. So the difference is that boars that you dig, there are no, I guess, stones that are really strengthening the walls. You just dig down, the dirt's firm enough to keep a hole in the ground. And a dos is where you build a binyan. You have some rocks and stones maintaining the walls of this well. And that's the difference. So Yosef Rav Ashi v'kakashile, he had the same question Ravina had. He guessed that he didn't hear this b'risa either. Hainu boar, hainu das. What's the Mishnah talking about? Why is it saying two different terms? It means the same thing. So Amalei mar kashisha b'rei derev chista l'Rav Ashi tashma. He quotes that same b'risa. The b'risa says, D'tanya echad abor v'echad ados b'karka, but the difference is elosha abor b'chafira v'ados b'binin. Okay, very simple distinction between a boar and a dos. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the Mishnah, the Machlokas, whether or not when you sell the boar vados or the house, do you have to buy the rights, a pathway into using that boar. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah of the Tzarech Likach Lo Derech Divrei Rabbi Kiva Chacham Omrim Eino Tzarech. So again, let's just remind ourselves, if I sell you my house, so in that sale, the boar vados is not included. I still have access to my well. But still, nonetheless, Rabbi Kiva holds that I need to buy a access now. Even though I'm holding on to my boar, I need to buy rights from you as the new owner of the house to be able to use the boar now that I still own. So my lab, what's the machlokas here? My lab, ahokim mithlgi, are they not arguing about the following idea? The Rabbi Kiva savar mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher. Rabbi Kiva holds when the seller sells, it's with the ayin yafe. He's willing to give a lot away. So now, after giving everything away, he needs to now go ahead and buy the rights to access his bor. And Rabbanan Savri Mocher Bayin Ro Mocher, no, when a seller sells, it's with a stingy eye, and they try to keep as much as they possibly can. And therefore, when I sold my house, I was holding on to not only the bor, but even the little pathway to my bor. That's the machlokas. Now, the Gemara challenges it and says, is that so clear? So in general, we have such a statement. Everybody knows Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Ayin Yafe. So this is the source. This very Mishnah in Bava Basra in Daf Samach Dal is the source that Rabbi Akiva in general holds. But a mocher is a mocher, but ayin yafe mocher. This is the source. Gemara says, how could you prove this from this Mishnah? Mimai, how do you know this is true? Dilma Rabbi Akiva Savar. Ein adam rotzeh shitein ma'osava via jesu acherim. Rabban sare ein adam rotzeh shitol ma'os vifrach ba'avir. So what's the idea here? So look what the Rashbam says, how he explains this machlokas. Rashbam says, if you go to the last, go to the top line, four lines down from the top, the wide, last wide line on the top, the words mimai. So mimai de dilma de chuliyama, maybe everybody really agrees that maybe everybody agrees that a seller sells with ayin yafa, or alternatively, inami, b'ayin ra, v'ayin lo. Or they both hold, they're very stingy. They're both in agreement about that machlokas, ayin ra, ayin yafa, there's no machlokas. But maybe the debate here is, v'hacha, b'hapligi. They're arguing, the Rabbi Akiva Savar, ein lo keach rotze shitein damim lemocher, v'yidros agave beso lelech lebor ledoso. So when I buy a property, or let's say you're buying the property from me, you don't want to pay money to me and then have me trample your property. When you buy land, you want to have full rights to your land. So imagine you buy a house, and now for the remaining part, he goes come back into your house, goes down to the well, and takes taking water in and out of your house. No one wants that. When you buy a property, you want full rights to that property. So Rabbi Akiva holds that just when that's understood, when you buy a property, the seller is really off the property and now. Umocher nami yodehu. The seller also is very aware of this fact. Shiladas kain kona halokeach shlo yidros hamocha agave besa. You bought the property knowing full well that the seller is not going to come back and disturb you. Vayalolo mocher l'shayer derech lasma beperish. If the mocher wanted to have access to the well, he should have said in the document, "I'm still having the access. I can use the side door to go to the basement and get the well." He should have articulated this, and since he didn't, hilkach. And that's why Rabbi Akiva holds you have to buy a property. That's just Rabbi Akiva's understanding the das of the seller and the buyer. Nothing to do with Yain Yafa Ayin Ra. Just what was the understanding of a buyer and a seller? No one wants the seller coming back to his property. That's Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Rabbanan now, jump down to the next Rashbam, around halfway down the narrow lines in Rashbam. Rabbanan Savre, Ledrisa Lochayish Lokayach, the buyer doesn't really care. People trespass all the time. I'm okay. The buyer, he sold me the house. I've got a lot of karsa tov to him. He could use the house and the property whenever he wants. Dein kan nechisar mamon. It doesn't cause me loss of money. Aval mocher yesh lo taina. The seller, though, has a taina. He's a good reason why he wants to go back into the guy's house. Dein erotza shikabel demei beso min halokeach. He doesn't want to take all the money that he got from selling the property. And now, Almanashi Yitzarech Lefroach Bavir El Beru. Now he's got to fly over to his well. How's he going to get there now? Vidoso, Shimaki, Vlatzmo, Hokach Vade Lo Macher Derech Bor. So therefore, obviously, the guy didn't sell his property and he didn't sell every pathway to the well. How's he going to access his well? It's impossible. He can't fly. So obviously, say the Rabbanim, that the Mocher left back the pathway to access this well. So again, nothing to do with Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra, just an understanding of the das, of the mocher and the lokeach in such a situation. Let's read that inside one more time, what the Gemara is suggesting, Mimai. Dilma Rabbi Akiva Savar, Ein Adam, Rotzei Shiten Ma'osav, V'yidrasu Acherim. The buyer, lokeach, doesn't want to give money away and then allow the seller to come back and invade his privacy and to trespass his property. That's the understanding of the lokeach. And Rabbanan Savri, says the Gemara again, Ein Adam Rotze, Ein Adam here is the mocher doesn't want to yitamos vifrach bavir, doesn't want to take money and have to fly over to get access his bor. So this is a different understanding of the machlokas, who we think is, what was the das of the mocher and the lokeach. And there is no raya again about the machlokas, about Ayin Yafa or Ayin Ra. The Gemara says, fine, I'll tell you where the raya is for this Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra machlokas. Elo Misefa. From the end of this Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, Machan la'acher. If I sell, I have a house, I sell the boar to you, I sell you the pit. So now in this case, Rabbi Kiva says, I don't have to, rather you as a buyer of the boar, you don't have to buy a derech, because that was understood to be part of the sale. When I sell you a well, I don't sell you a well to fly over to the well, I sell you a well with the access pass. And Rabban said, no, I sell you the well, it means I'm just selling you the well. If you want to use it also? Oh, so now buy a path for it. But you can't just walk into my property. So this machlokas now, the Gemara says, if I'm machan l'acher, if I sell the boar to someone else, but keep the bias to myself, Rabbi Kiva Amar, einot tzarech likach lo derech, I don't have to, the buyer doesn't have to buy an additional derech, but chachamim omrim mitzarech, you have to buy the derech. So that's the machlokas. It's about ein yafe, ein ra. Rabbi Kiva holds my side of the boar, it's an ein yafe, you also get the derech, it comes a package deal. And chachamim say, no, it's an ein ra. I sell the boar, the starch is the boar. Too bad. If you want to buy, you want to use the boar, so you can buy a derech from me. That's ein ra. Gemara says, no, this seifa is not a proof either. Dilma b'hai pligi. The machlokas is the Rabbi Kiva savar baser daito de lokeach aslinan, Rabban savar baser daito de mochen aslinan. Now, machlokas of who do, they both have a good taina here. So who do we follow? Is the mocher's das more important, or is the lokeach's das more important? Rabbi Kiva says we go based on the lokeach, and his das was clearly not only to buy the boar, but also to buy a derech. And the chacham hold no. The mocher's das was to only sell a boar, nothing else. So we go based on the das of the mocher. So that's the machlok, it's nothing to do with ayin yafe versus ayin ra. Okay. We're good still? Okay. Gemara now says, so that's not a raya. What's the raya of ayin yafe, ayin ra? From the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we'll see in a week from now. Lo asabor, v'lo asagas, v'lo asashovach. So this is talking about a case when a person sells a field. So he sells a sader. So now what's included in that sader is the various things are included, but what's not included is the well, and the gas is that wine press, I think. Lo asashovach is the dove cup. And bein charvan, bein yeshuvin, whether they're active or not active, whether they're dried up or not dried up. So now, when I sell you the field, but I'm holding back the wine press and the well, so I need to buy now, as the seller, I need to buy a path from you. You own the field now. But the various different items that are there are still mine. I need to now, after selling you with Ayin Yafe, I need to go ahead and buy back from you a pathway. That's Ayin Yafe. I sold everything by Ayin Yafe. But Chacham Omrim Eino Tzarech. Chacham hold, I don't have to buy a path back, because when I sold you the field in the first place, and I held back the boar and dos, I was holding back the derech for myself as well. So the Gemara says, Hasulamali, what's the need for this as well? Why do you have to repeat the same din? So the Gemara says, El Lava, it must be, this is an extra Mishnah, because we already know Rabbi Kiva's position and Chachamim about buying another derech. That this is a superfluous Mishnah. It's the El Lava, Hokamash Mlan, it must be teaching us the Rabbi Kiva Savar, Mocher bain yafe mocher, and Rabban Tzavi mocher bain ra mocher. This is the proof. Why is this not true? This mission of the Sadeh is not a proof about that concept. Dilma ashamin and bias, the kamash malan Sadeh. Maybe we taught about the bias, but you also have to teach the house the same thing by a field. These two machlokism are independent, and you have to, they're both necessary. Why? Vitzricha. Di ashamin, and if we only taught the case of the bias, mishum de bait sniusa. If you only taught the case of the house over there, that's where Rabbi Kiva says you need to buy that the seller, when I sell you the house, I still have the boar to myself. I need to buy a house, a derech, because that's your house I'm going inside of. I can't just walk into your house and use the boar. So because of tznius, that's where Rabbi Kiva holds you have to buy the derech in that situation. But when it comes to a house, a sadeh, val sadeh, where there's no violation of tznius, so maybe there Rabbi Kiva thinks, when I sold you the field, I left the derech back. I was holding on to a derech to get to my boar. So Ema lo, kamash mlan, that even by a sadeh, Rabbi Kiva holds, you need to buy access to that house, the property, because there is some level of tznius that's being violated in the field. And the opposite is true as well. V'yashmin and sadeh, if I taught the case of a field that the Rabbi Kiva holds, you need to buy a derech in the field, mishum dekashule davsha, because all the trampling and the trespassing is ruining your crops. So that's why you need to have the rights, to buy the right. Have a bias, same alo, the house, There's no trampling. There's no violation of any property or any crops there. So maybe there, Rabbi Akiva thinks you don't have to buy the rights. Kamash Milan, no. What's the Kamash Milan here? So the Rashbam says the Kamash Milan is that the Bayis Nami Maskile Drisoso Mishim Tsniuso. There is some level of damage by violating my privacy, by coming to my house to get your well. That's a violation. So there too, Rabbi Akiva thinks you have to buy the Derech to access your Bor Vidos. So at the end of the day, we don't have any raya yet for this machlokas of ayin ra, ayin yafa. Finally, we get to the last raya, and this is where we finish. The Gemara says, Ela me seifa. The seifa is, machan la'acher. If I sell my boar vados to somebody else, but I still hold on to my house. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, eino tzarech likach lo derech. You as the buyer of the boar, don't have to buy the rights. You don't have to have a derech. That was implicit in the sale of the boar. But Chachamim Omer, no, tzarech, you need to. You need to buy the rights. You just bought the boar, but you didn't buy the derech. Pay me up some more money for that derech. So what's the machlokas? Hasulamli. Hainu hach. We already said this idea. The fourth time we're seeing Rabbi Kiva and Chacham have the machlokas. Do you have to buy a derech or not have to buy a derech? So it must be, finally, Ela lav ha kamash malon. This is coming to teach us. The Rabbi Kiva savar mocher bayin yafa mocher. When you sell, it's with selling with a nice, a very generous eye. And Rabban Tzavri mocher bayin ra mocher shmamina. So this is the conclusion of the machlokas of Rabbi Kiva ayin yafa and Rabbanan ayin ra. This is one of the smallest in the back. I looked for something else to say. This one.